Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. This Monday marks the third year since Russia shocked the world by invading Ukraine under the banner of a special military operation on February the 24th, 2022. At first, the Western world was united in their support for Ukraine. For years, they proudly repeated the phrase, "as long as it takes," describing their support for Ukraine. Within weeks of the invasion, the Ukrainian cause seemed more hopeful. First, they prevented the widely anticipated quick Russian victory by protecting Kiev from the Russian thrust from Belarus, and then they managed to stabilize the other fronts, and even regained a large amount of territory in Kharkiv at the tail end of 2022. The West went into the year 2023 with optimism. Optimism reaching to talk of completely expelling the Russian forces from Ukraine, even retaking Crimea. However, these hopes would prove terribly naive as the 2023 Ukrainian offensive became bogged down by the impressive Russian defences which they had built and had time to perfect due to the delay of the offensive. The battles had echoes of the Battle of the Somme, costing Ukraine huge numbers of casualties in manpower and equipment in exchange for tiny amounts of territory recaptured. And since this time, the war has resulted in an extremely slow but continual loss of Ukrainian territory as the Russian army has moved forward inch by inch. Ukraine would clearly need far more support for far longer than the West had anticipated if they were to prevent a Ukrainian defeat. During the war, Russia has transformed its economy into a war economy. The West has not. Promises on armament production and delivery have been made and then broken. During the winter of 2023 to 2024, this left Ukraine able to fire only one shell for every eight Russia fired at them, although this has since improved somewhat. Supplying Ukraine, Europe found, didn't come free. And Europe showed that they were unwilling to make the hard sacrifices to standards of living, which putting their economies on a war footing would cost. Italy alone has a larger GDP than Russia, yet the entire $20 trillion economy of the EU failed to come anywhere near matching the arms production of the just $2 trillion Russian economy. Last month, Donald Trump returned as President of the United States with the promise of ending the war on day one. Now, while this hasn't happened, the mood regarding Ukraine has drastically changed. It is generally accepted in the West that the war now needs to end. It is generally accepted that the territory Ukraine has lost, it has lost for good and is highly unlikely to ever take it back. The question now is on what terms the war ends. Last week, representatives from the US and Russia met in Saudi Arabia for their first round of talks. Notably, Ukraine nor any other European power were invited. This sent a clear message that the US had the power to make this deal alone. In Trump's first term, he argued that European nations needed to step up when it came to defence. Not only with their defence budgets, but also with their economic links. In 2018, Trump challenged Angela Merkel on German reliance on Russian oil and gas. In the same meeting, she criticised Germany for spending little over 1% of their GDP on defence, while the US spent 4.2% at that time. These warnings went unheeded in 2018, and in 2024, Trump is clearly ensuring they feel the pain of their military feeble position. Europe's economies are able to support a formidable army, but since World War II, they have relied almost entirely on the United States for defence. Trump's message is clear. If we pay for your defence, you don't get to sit at the table. We will, of course, have to see how this policy works out. It may be that the pressure Trump brings to bear on Europe is successful in forcing them to create a defence force capable of keeping Russia at bay. On the other hand, it may be that this policy fails. Trump would either then have to U-turn, or Russia would become the dominant force on the continent. Even if peace is secured, Russia could become the feared power in Europe. Now, whichever of these scenarios comes to be, it is to be of great interest to us as Bible students. The Defence Pact of NATO is completely inconsistent with Bible prophecy and must come to an end before the events of Ezekiel 38 come to pass. This is because we see at the time of Armageddon, the European nations as well as Turkey are under Russian influence and not allied with the Tarshish power, Britain, or her young lions, which are the political descendants of Britain, which of course include the United States. We also expect to see a great European army as part of the Gogian Confederacy coming down upon the mountains of Israel. We see the human tragedy of war, and we see injustice throughout the kingdoms of men. But as Bible believers, we know that this will only truly end when Christ rules from Jerusalem in righteousness and in peace. And so while we are saddened to see the injustice in the world, we are comforted that these things herald the time when these things will come to an end, when war will be no more. Join us again next week for another edition of Bible in the News. This has been Paul Barnes joining you this week.